From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Officials in the Gulf of Mexico are welcoming news that the ruptured BP well is now permanently sealed. But they also caution the crisis is far from over. Chris Roberts is a councilman in New Orleans, Jefferson Parish.
We're certainly happy to hear that the well is dead. However, keep in mind that this is not the last chapter of this book, because we still have a lot of industries that have been impacted. Our fishermen are still struggling to try and get back into their industries.
Earlier today, BP and the federal government announced last night's pressure tests show the Macondo well is now permanently closed. The American woman freed from an Iranian prison last week is not saying anything publicly about her 13-month ordeal. She spoke in New York City today, and as NPR's Allison Keyes reports, Sarah Short says she feels only one-third free because two companions remain in an Iranian prison accused of spying.
Sarah Short, her fiancé, and a friend were detained in July 2009 after Iranian officials said they intentionally crossed the border into Iran from Iraq during a hike. Short insists they were only hiking near a waterfall in a popular tourist area.
Shane, Josh, and I had no knowledge of our proximity to the Iran-Iraq border.
She thanked Iranian officials in a carefully worded statement that illustrated the delicate nature of her situation and that of the two men still in prison.
It is my deepest hope that the world will not let this humanitarian gesture by the Iranian government and judicial branch go unrecognized.
But Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is calling on the U.S. to make a humanitarian gesture and release eight Iranians he says are being held illegally. He didn't indicate whether Short's companions would be released, saying they violated the law. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
Police in the Netherlands have arrested a British man of Somali descent at Amsterdam's international airport on suspicion of being linked to terrorism. Dutch police say the suspect was on his way to Uganda. In Turkey, Armenian Christians gathered today on a small island for the first religious service there in nearly a century. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, Turks hope the move will help heal relations with neighboring Armenia.
Turkey's decision to permit the reading of the Divine Liturgy at the 10th century Armenian Church of the Holy Cross in the middle of Lake Van was not without its critics. In Armenia, protesters called the move an image-polishing exercise by Turkey, which has yet to budge on its long-standing refusal to use the word genocide to describe the killing of Armenians by Ottoman Turks in World War I. But the Christians who came for this historic event in a landmark church, now a museum, said even small steps toward rapprochement should be encouraged. In contrast, Turkey blocked an effort by a Greek Orthodox delegation to hold a service in Istanbul's Hagia Sophia, also now a museum. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Akdamar Island, southeastern Turkey.
This is NPR News from Washington. Pope Benedict has completed a four-day state visit to Britain. As Larry Miller reports from London, Britain and the Vatican are hailing the tour as a great success.
Among the Pope's many messages from the religious services attended by thousands to his address to Parliament and discussions with leaders of other faiths was his warning about the dangers of an increasingly secularized Britain, where Christianity is often under attack. Bidding the pontiff farewell, Prime Minister David Cameron gently took issue with the suggestion that the British have become irreligious.
When you think of our country, think of it as one that not only cherishes faith, but one that is deeply, but quietly compassionate.
During his visit, the Pope apologized to victims of the Catholic Church sexual abuse scandal. He also acknowledged the 70th anniversary of the Blitz and the suffering the British endured. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Former Secretary of State Colin Powell says he is unsure whether the U.S. is winning against the Taliban in Afghanistan. On NBC's Meet the Press today, Powell said despite claims of success by the U.S. military, it's not clear whether the Taliban is being defeated or simply moving from one place to another. Once the highest-ranking U.S. military officer in the country, Powell calls the government of Afghan President Hamid Karzai a weak base for a military campaign. Sweden's center-right government has been re-elected, but only narrowly, and early election results show it no longer has a majority in parliament. Also, for the first time, a far-right party will sit in Sweden's parliament. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.